This is Central Standard on KCUR. I'm Brian Ellison. It's not news that Kansas City's arts community is alive and thriving, but in what has become a phenomenon of its own each year, hundreds of acts in dozens of venues pull at the outer edges of the city's art scene, with new and old music and drama all coming together for something dynamic and, most would agree, pretty darn fun. Joining us to talk about it and to talk about the Kansas City Fringe Festival is its executive director, Cheryl Kimmey. Welcome to you, Cheryl.
Thank you for having us on.
Now, Cheryl's also brought along a few of this year's contributors. But first, let me ask you, Cheryl, what is the Kansas City Fringe Festival, if someone has somehow missed that?
Or maybe what isn't the Fringe Festival? It encompasses anything that artists want to put out there. Music, dance, theater, fashion, film, visual arts, spoken word, whatever creative outlet people have. We provide space for.
Burlesque.
Yes, burlesque.
I'm looking forward to hearing about more about burlesque, but we'll get to that. So how many acts are we talking about this year?
All totaled, 134 entries, 363 performances at 23 venues in 11 days.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Now, can anyone be in it, or do you have to make some tough choices about who gets to participate?
It's first come, first serve.
Wow. And so I imagine that means that different quality levels, if you will.
Thank you, yes.
Yes, different educational backgrounds, different artistic approaches. It's all there.
It's all there.
Let's talk to a couple of your acts, and then we'll come back and get some more information. Kelly Adrian is here. He'll be performing at the Unicorn. Welcome to you, Kelly.
Hi, Brian.
So tell us briefly what you're going to be putting on at this year's festival.
I am putting on To Make It Right. It's going to be at Unicorn Theater main stage. It's a show kind of addressing homosexuality and Christianity, kind of putting those two together. Very lighthearted.
Yeah.
So there'll be some comedy in there, but there'll be also some bits of real drama.
Wow. Sounds like a great show. I want to talk more about that. We're also joined by Jeff Church, who is, of course, the artistic director at the Coterie Theater. And welcome to you, Jeff.
Hi there.
What are you putting on in the festival this year?
We have a special project. We've done this in the past with, we take a teen or college troupe and pull it into the Fringe, and we're doing a piece called Victoria Martin, Math Team Queen, which I first heard about on NPR Science Friday.
Well, there you go. Where else would one hear about important groundbreaking drama than on NPR Science Friday?
It was great, and it made me really excited to do it, and the fact that there would be a brainiac girl, and she's kind of hiding her math brain power from the rest of her popular school friends, and she joins the all nerd, all uncool mathletes, and we watch their competition all the way to state.
What's it like to perform, to put on these shows, directing or performing in the context of a festival like Fringe, Kelly?
Well, I mean, this is the first show that I've ever written. I've never written a play before. I have directed before, and I've acted in a lot of things. So this is really kind of a great opportunity for me to kind of try out my writing. So in that regard, I'm very excited, and it's very kind of thrilling, terrifying. It's great. I love it.
Gives you a chance to do something a little more experimental.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a theater wouldn't be willing to take that plunge on a big run.
Yeah, definitely.
And Jeff Church, you have a theater. You can take the plunge on any show you want to. Why do it here in the Fringe Festival?
I just think it's important to be part of the conversation. It really is the most exciting thing about the city, I think, is each summer you get to in the arts scene to crawl, literally crawl from show to show, space to space, see brand new plays. Also, the kind of people that you get to meet, you interact with in the lobby. You say, "Where are you going to see now? Where are you going next?" And there's this incredible buzz and energy. And if you have not done it, it's addictive.
Cheryl, maybe we need to ask you, how does it work? I mean, how does a person take part in the Fringe Festival? You just show up at a venue?
Three steps.
All right.
You have to buy a button, first of all.
Okay.
A Fringe button. That helps support the festival, and you need that button for everything that you attend. Then the work comes.
Okay.
You have to figure out what you want to see. There's no way you can see everything in the festival.
You have a stack of paper on the table in front of you here. It's not easy to figure out what you want to do.
We have a 40-page program, and it can be a little daunting, but we have a wonderful opportunities this year. We have an exciting new announcement. We have a mobile application. Thanks to our new collaborative partners, William T. Kimper Foundation and VML and RareWire, VML created a festival app for us, which will make the festival so much more accessible. If you have an iPhone or an iPad, a newer Android or a tablet, you can download the app. You can create your own schedule. You can search by genre. You can stumble, and that's literally the program will select something for you and create your own schedule, share it with friends, and the map will give you directions from venue to venue and even show you where to park.
Wow. And how much does this cost if a person wants to buy the button or to get into particular shows?
The button is $5. The shows are $5 and $10. And the tickets for the shows go to the artists in the venues. This is all about promoting artists and providing opportunities for artists to step outside of their boxes. And I want to really emphasize that this is not just new and emerging artists. Jeff and the Coterie is a perfect example of established artists trying new and different things. I think there's a perception out there of things, Broadway hits just appear on Broadway. That doesn't happen. Well, every once in a while there's a surprise, but typically there's a testing ground and writers have to go through processes of refinement and tuning and adding things and subtracting things. I love to throw out people, many of your listeners may be familiar with The Drowsy Chaperone or You're in Town, huge Broadway hits that have toured the nation multiple times, or Stomp. Or then we'll flip genres to film. I'm sure many have seen the Oscar-winning film from 2011, The King's Speech. What's the common denominator here? Fringe. They all started in a Fringe festival.
Wow.
Interesting.
So, Kelly, Adrian, when you hear that story, and it's not unfamiliar to you, you know, you've written your first play, you're putting it on. Do you sit there dreaming that, gosh, maybe this is the start of something that's going to go a lot further than
this? Oh, definitely. Definitely. It's either – it goes from one extreme to the other of this is going to be the greatest thing ever, and this is my ticket, and or to, oh, my God, what am I doing? This is not
– and is the experience of sort of writing a play, is you've done this acting, you've done this directing, but this is different, you said. What's so much different about it?
I would say it's different in the sense that I wrote it and I'm doing all of it, but it's also it's a personal story. I wouldn't say that the plot and what actually happens in the story is autobiographical, but the themes reflected in it between homosexuality and Christianity are. And so kind of in my experience, what I've learned, I'm eager to share the story.
And that play is called To Make It Right, appropriate for all ages?
13 and up.
Okay.
13 and up.
Very good. Jeff Church, you've come on to a show where we spent most of the time talking about a computer game that kids all over the place are playing, and your play is about, a nerdy kid.
That's right. We were interested in trying to show a young female trying to bust out of the shell of being confined by what popular kids do, and she sort of finds herself through math, and also it's irresistible that this actress is Daria LeGrand, and she has to know pi to 83 decimals.
Oh,
and she has to do it 5 times in the show. She has to run those. So you can check her, but I've done it, and she knows every single.
Wow.
She's very.
That's great.
So, yes, we're all learning our math right now.
Things you did not think when you were studying acting
would be called upon to
provide. So Cheryl, theater I can get my head around. I can understand theater, I think, how that's going to work. But tell me about some of these others. So, for example, fashion. There's a whole genre of fashion. What can folks expect to see?
We are one of the only fringes in the entire world that has a fashion component. And Kansas City, leave it to Kansas City, we have 10 local designers. The fashion show will be Friday the 19th and Saturday the 20th. And the Saturday show also incorporates a teen component. One of our Whatsoever Community Center is an inner-city urban community center, and they're doing recycled designs, and the students get to model their own designs.
Wow.
So it covers the full gamut. I also want to point out, because of the youth game, we have a youth component that most people do not realize.
Yeah, please tell us about that.
It has just exploded. The Plaza Library is our host for Youth Fringe, and it is the 19th, 20th, and 21st. So Friday night, all day Saturday day, are youth performing. Music, dance, theater. It's all kids performing, and it's all free. And then on Sunday, we have workshops for kids. We have a juggling workshop, a theater workshop, and a visual arts workshop, again, all free. So bring your kids out and enjoy.
And these are young children as well as teenagers and on up.
Well, kindergarten to eighth grade, and then last year we added a teen component. We decided to focus on the teens, and we're trying to create a mentor program for them, and Jeff is actually helping with that. I'm going to ask Jeff to talk about the workshop that we're going to be doing for the teens.
That's right. There's a couple of our young playwrights that we've worked with on our Young Playwrights Roundtable have found great resources in the Fringe and producing their own work there, which is so exciting that teenagers are doing that. We are now offering a teen Fringe playwriting workshop that's 5 hours long at the Westport Coffee House on Saturday the 27th. So Cheryl and one of our great young playwrights, Zach Weaver, dreamed this up, and we were happy to supply the playwright and the facilitator.
All right. So I have to ask about one other genre. That is burlesque. I didn't realize that burlesque was going to be represented. Tell us a little bit about what folks can expect.
Again, it's anything and everything that artists want to put out there. And the burlesque gets a lot of attention, and it's only a fifth of the groups that are performing at the festival. I'm sorry, 5%
okay.
of the groups that are performing. Get my math right. 5%. But it gets a lot of attention because it really pushes a lot of people's comfort zone.
But it's presented as art.
It's presented as art. And when you watch these young men and women perform, it's their self-expression. And I respect that. And so that's what this is all about. It's freedom of expression. And for me, it's evolved. When I first started this, it's about providing opportunities for artists. And it's evolved into social change, potential for social change. People can come and experience other perspectives and other ideas and hopefully open their hearts and minds to new concepts.
Before we go, I'm going to ask all of our guests to name one act out of the hundreds that they think folks shouldn't miss, besides their own. But before we do that, I don't want to miss out on Cheryl giving you one more chance. Tell everyone the dates as well as your website where they can get more information.
July 18th through the 28th, KC Fringe, www.kcfringe.org. And I have to throw in here, opening night the 18th. KC Rep is going to be hosting us on the 18th. It's a free night. You can come see 50 of the artists doing teasers. Wonderful opportunity.
Very good. Jeff Church, what one act should people see?
I think they should go to the Fish Tank, which is this tiny little 50-seat theater, and see An Adult Evening by Shel Silverstein.
Kelly Adrian, what should everyone see?
My Name is Harry. I think it's a great show about touching. He's an alcoholic, and when he goes to drink, it turns to water.
Cheryl Kimmy, what's one thing should everyone see?
Opening night is the best way. 18th at the July 18th at KC Rep.
That's Kelly Adrian, Jeff Church, and Cheryl Kimmy, all representing the Kansas City Fringe Festival, which starts next week, and you won't want to miss it. Thank you all for being here. You can subscribe to our podcast, you can hear this conversation again, or access any of our previous shows from the Central Standard page at kcur.org. You can tune in tomorrow as we look at the shifting demographics of the American farm. Stay tuned now for Up to Date. They'll have the Book Doctors, as well as another edition of 90 Mile View. Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton. We had help from Claire McInerney, Ross Steinmetz, and Sangeeta Shastri. I'm Brian Ellison. This is KCUR.